101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. Ice covering so much of everything.
Oh,
if you're in the area that got iced over, there's like a thick shell covering literally everything.
Yeah.
It's crispy.
And I don't think, John, from what he's told us today, not going to be the day where a ton of melting is going to be going on, probably.
Doesn't
right?
seem like that, what did they say? Not hazy sunshine. Filtered sun.
Yes.
Yeah, but 30 to 40 degrees for a high. Not that bright sun yesterday that really
that was nice.
Left roads dry by the end of the day.
It sure did. And it was doing a lot of melting, which I appreciated, but didn't appreciate when I got to the parts I still needed to shovel because it was so wet. It's so thick.
Yeah.
It's so heavy.
Did you get rain inland? Sorry, Court.
No,
we did get some rain.
So it did. It did heavy. Yes. It heavied up the snow.
We had mostly snow, but there was definitely some rain and some freezing rain that were coming down.
In the foothills and mountains with a lot, and along the coast for Courtney and
it's
I,
like a bunch of rain
who are still without power.
Yeah,
I think I had the snowblower out around noon on Saturday, 1 o'clock, and had like 5 inches of snow.
Yeah,
at that point maybe six.
I was surprised that morning when I got up because I was like, I thought this was gonna be like kind of rain and then like a little snow and then rain.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like a ton of snow outside the door when we didn't have anything on the ground anymore for snow, like clean.
And then it turned to sleet and freezing rain and I don't know.
Yeah.
At least an inch of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a crust on, like I went out to take the dog out and I was like, oh, I could just walk on top of the snow.
Yes.
That part's nice.
It softened up a bit yesterday in the sun.
Yeah. That sun was nice.
But then you remember what it looked like 3 days ago. Remember when all the snow was gone and we were all thinking, oh my God, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the pools are going to be open soon enough.
Oh my
God. We are fully in spring.
Yay!
Global warming. Yay!
Yeah. No.
Are we going to start having these types of snowstorms in July?
Please,
no.
Oh,
man.
Like, we just won't know.
Knock on wood. I'm knocking on wood. That can't happen.
But this one's going to take a little while to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Yeah, this sucks.
Especially, I mean, we have rain in the forecast a couple days this week.
Well, that's good.
That might wash it away a little, as long as it doesn't freeze back up.
I'm just worried with these cold temps that, you're going to get the freezing again. And I know people are still trying to get through the ice that they've got right now. Be patient as you can be. You know it's frustrating. We've all been there before. You've been without power. You got kids maybe running around, which adds to the frustration. Or you can't get work done. Yep. You can't go to work. So you just feel helpless.
Any kids doing spring sports, forget about it.
Forget about
you're playing in the gym for a while.
But we do know that CMP working really hard to get their crews out there. They've called in extra help. I know I've seen a ton of tree workers out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I drove all the way from Saugo this morning, Joe, and I didn't see anybody working. I didn't see any tree workers or CMP or anything. I don't think they're doing anything.
That must mean there's no one out.
That's what it means.
What I was leading up to is if you still are without power, they're targeting you. They're out to get you personally.
It's on purpose.
It's shocking how many people really in their heads.
Like, believe that.
Believe the things that we just said.
Yeah.
They think it's like the Illuminati.
They're lying. They're not really out there working.
Yeah.
It's another government test to see what happens when we all have no power.
Oh,
I've been
God.
In my house all day and I haven't seen one truck drive by. Uh-huh. That means no one's out doing anything.
Countless people on social media with comments like that yesterday.
Yeah, and it frustrates me more and more because we do get messages whenever there's a big storm and people are complaining about lack of power and when's the power going to come back on. And I'll be totally honest. Sometimes it's us complaining. We will get a lot of calls from people that say, hey, just so you know, I haven't seen my husband in 2 days, me or the kids, because he will just come home for 20 minutes to get a cup of coffee, and he's back out on the road, and they're fixing power lines.
Yeah.
These guys are working so hard, guys and girls.
They don't get a lot of rest.
No, they don't, and the tree crews and everybody else, so they're away from their family. Think of how hard it is for them.
I can't imagine.
And you think it sucks to look outside at this stuff?
Yeah.
Try working in it.
Yeah, no
kidding.
Try getting hoisted up on a pole.
Yeah.
You know, while this type of stuff's going on. So just try to be patient.
It's so hard.
Please. And I know it's hard. And I'm probably acting this way because, well, I still have power.
Must be nice.
Sorry, guys.
I hate you so much right now.
It's nice, Joe, today. I still have power.